The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we're live.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. So we are doing this a little different tonight.
Okay.
All right. So those of you that have just joined watching the show, like here in the last month or so, may not know this, but my co-host here, Anthony, is deathly afraid of balloons.
Deathly. I don't
know. So he's afraid of balloons. Not afraid, but you get anxiety when a balloon blows up, right? Waiting for it to pop.
Yes.
What? Thanks, Jake. What? Jake, I just glanced over and seen Jacob wrote fart pussy and it made me giggle. I got to get off the comments. I got to concentrate for this.
Oh boy.
Okay. So what I'm wondering is it only if it's in person or just what about like in a scenario like this? You still get that anxiety?
No, I don't think so. Well, I mean, I don't out. What? All right. Well, it depends on how close you put it to the microphone, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
So what I got here is a balloon.
Uh-huh.
That I love you like a cousin, right?
Yep.
You have to face your fears.
Of course. Is there a spider in there too? Is there a spider in the balloon?
No, your daughter's boyfriend is in here.
Oh, God.
All right. So I just want you to watch the balloon.
All right. Let's see what happens. Whoa. I think we're good. Dude, come on.
Just keep watching.
No, dude.
Where are you going?
Stop it. Are you just going to let that thing blow up right in your face?
Does that bother you?
No.
Apparently, I'm afraid of it, too.
Stop it.
Hey. Anthony.
I can't do it. You're killing me.
Uh-oh.
That was awesome. Your face was awesome.
I think I got more scared than you did. So
I had to take the headphones off. I couldn't do it.
Did you get that anxiety?
Yes. Yes. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I was literally waiting for the spiders to jump out. I could just see that you put spiders in the fucking balloons. What in the world made you think of that? You know that I can't possibly be the only one. We've looked into this. I'm not the only one.
You're the only one that
you
vocalizes
know.
It. Like, I mean, if you told me that,
because I'm stunning and brave.
If you told me that you were afraid of spiders, I would mail one to your PO box.
Okay. Spiders, wasps, and balloons. That's it. There's nothing. And maybe a little bit of the dark. Spiders, wasps, and balloons. That's it. Is that
in the dark?
No, not the dark. That was a joke.
Come on.
Maybe a little bit. If I'm home alone, as long as there's somebody here to hold my hand, we're fine.
Do you ever, I living out here in shithole Kansas.
Uh-huh.
I do most of my, pretty much everything is either from walmart.com or Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever bought anything from walmart.com?
My wife has. We've bought several things, actually.
Like,
we buy coffee on there because it's cheap.
Like, anything other than coffee?
Yeah, no. I mean, not that I know of, but mainly just coffee.
So they you know, Amazon packages shit really nicely.
I know exactly where you're going with this because we got a box of, we bought coffee. Let me see if we're on the same wavelength here. We bought, I don't know, 3 bags of coffee or 4 bags of coffee, and they had to bring the fucking box in with a fork truck. It was like, I don't understand what the fuck they're doing.
So the funny thing is that they, like here, it doesn't, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you if you buy frozen shit and canned shit and cleaning shit, even if you only bought one of each thing, they would put them in separate bags.
Of course.
Because they're not dickheads.
Right. Right.
And Amazon, if you buy, say, a one single bottle of water, they'll wrap it in bubble wrap and then styrofoam peanuts and all that shit.
Right.
All right. So we ordered from Walmart.com. We ordered dog food and some dry foodstuffs.
Okay.
Potato chips.
Foodstuff sounds better.
In one box, I had 2 50-pound bags of dog food. I think some canned soup.
Uh-huh.
A big fucking thing of laundry detergent.
Yeah.
And 2 bags of potato chips in the same fucking box. And they didn't even put the chips on top.
So in that, do you just send them back? What do you do? I mean,
no, but so my wife sent them an email.
Yeah.
And they credit us back the money for the potato chips.
Yeah.
And then they said they're sending 2 more bags of chips, but we haven't fucking seen them yet. I'm just still sitting there with my dip.
So it would suck to have to order that kind of shit. I understand that you do because you live in the middle of fucking nowhere. I think it would suck to have to order that kind of shit through the mail. You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, it does. It does fucking suck.
That would just suck so much. Like, you can't just run to the store and get your chips.
If I want some Ruffles plain, not ribbed, ridges.
Ridges, yeah.
Ribbed. Ribbed for my pleasure.
Ruffles for your pleasure.
If I want some ribbed potato chips, if I go to the store, it's like they get 3 bags at a time, and that's got to last this whole fucking county for 2 weeks. And if I'm not there when the fucking guy drops off the 3 fucking bags of chips, then I'm just assed out. I don't get no ribbed potato chips.
You know what you should do? You should start a chip sharing service where everybody in your neighborhood shares 1 bag of chips. You could all pitch in to buy like shares in this bag of chips from the dollar store.
God, it fucking pisses me off. And then, so of course I went there and there's no fucking chips to be found.
Uh-huh.
So I'm waiting for the Walmart delivery and it's like, and the box, when the box fucking shows up, it's the delivery guy knows what we got because it's not even taped shut anymore. By the time we get it. It's they pick through whatever they want.
So his truck's got chips all over. Your chips are all over the fucking delivery truck. Do they even have UPS out there? You guys got your own fucking delivery service.
And I think they use like a super cheap quality of cardboard.
Because,
I mean, it's super fucking flimsy. It's like it's just brown paper. It's not even cardboard.
Right. Walmart sucks for that. I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. We ordered 3 bags of coffee. I don't know, 10-ounce bags, whatever they fucking were. And it came in a box big enough that I could probably lay in the motherfucker. It was so, I don't know why? What? I don't get it. We couldn't save them money to do something like that. I mean, I guess maybe that box is cheaper than buying a small, decent quality box. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is. They're allowed 1 40-cent box, and whatever size it is, that's what they have to use.
Right.
And 4 small strips of paper of tape, and they've got of somebody with a fucking third grade education trying to figure out where them 3 pieces of tape go.
Poor Walmart workers. Oh shit.
I would love to know the guy or girl who got the ticket to pick my order or whatever the fuck they do and thought it was a good idea to put 2 50-pound bags of dog food and potato chips in the same fucking box.
Chips first. That was probably his first thought. Chips first. That way when they ship it and it goes upside down, the chips will be okay.
So you know what? If Walmart ever reaches out to us to sponsor, I'm going to tell them no.
You have my permission to do that.
God. Has there been any talk locally for you about getting a Walmart anywhere near you? Does your people in your town even know the Walmart exists? Like they can ask, hey, Walmart, come here.
How many people do you think work at a Walmart?
I don't know. 800?
Okay. So we don't even have enough people here to work at the Walmart, much less shop there. Walmart goes in here and then everybody gets an employee discount.
Just the whole town works at Walmart. They don't even have to pay you. They can pay you in Walmart credits. Wow. All right. Never mind then. That sucks.
There was a Pizza Hut within, it was like 20 miles, within 20 miles.
Yeah.
And COVID took them out. So we don't even have a fucking Pizza Hut.
Well, that sucks. They totally closed down, not coming back.
Yeah, they took all the shit out of it and everything. It's just temporarily closed, but they took the fucking oven out.
They needed it somewhere else. Did anybody even or near you even get COVID? It's fake, isn't it?
Yeah, there's quite a few people that have it now.
Oh, all right. Never mind. It's real.
Ollie Blazin says, hey, Anthony, we have the same hoodie. We're gay.
Sweet.
Twinkies.
we're Twinkies.
Elijah just said, dude, fuck Pizza Hut. They're a big nasty.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but if you live in the middle of fucking nowhere, it's the only nasty. It's either that or Casey's Pizza.
You got big nasty or no nasty? Are you serious? You got Casey's Pizza or Pizza Hut and you're comparing the two?
No. Oh. I don't even have Pizza Hut anymore, motherfucker. They took it.
Son of a bitch.
I have Casey's Pizza or Tombstone Pizza. Or DiGiorno, except Walmart leaves that in the fucking truck.
you should fucking franchise a Little Caesars or something. Get some real pizza to these people.
Little Caesars, the worst fucking pizza.
It's terrible.
It's right up there with Showbiz or whatever the fuck it is.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Showbiz pizza. Oh, son of a bitch. So this is a little bit off topic, I suppose. Somebody in my family posted something on Facebook about what's everybody doing for the holidays, for like Thanksgiving or whatever. And I was reading some of the replies and it's amazing to me that people are not going to get together with their families for Thanksgiving. I'm not even like a family type of guy. I don't care. It just seems so strange to me. Everybody's like, well, this year we're going to cook a bunch of stuff and drop it off at their house, you know, on their porch or whatever. So we don't have to, you know, I don't want to give my grandma COVID or whatever. Like, just you can't even fucking have Thanksgiving with your family. So weird to me. Don't you think there's a point where we're like, okay, it's got to be, just fucking have dinner with your family and shut the hell up.
No,
quit talking about this.
No, flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve. I was just curious if it's just me. Am I just being jaded, or can't we just?
Yeah, you're very cynical.
Yeah, I know that.
If the government says wear a mask and it might help save somebody's life, mm-hmm. your first instinct is nobody tells me what to do.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, is that wrong? I agree with you 100%.
Right. So
you could have just stopped with if the government tells you no, fuck it. I don't want to hear the rest.
You don't care if you could potentially save a life. You're more worried about these supposed rights that are being infringed upon you.
Yes. No matter how you say it, I'm still going to agree with you. Yes.
No, I know. I'm not saying anything out of school.
I agree with you 100%. It's not my job to save your grandma.
Right. You're a prick.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. That doesn't mean that I shouldn't be free to be a prick.
No, it has nothing to do with being free. It has to do with not being an asshole.
No,
just,
it doesn't.
Just don't be an asshole.
No.
Just don't be an asshole.
No. Not being an asshole would be if I chose to do those things. That's not being an asshole. But once you say you have to do it, and then whether I do it or not, I'm not an asshole. None of it matters anymore.
Yes,
you've told me. You've told me I have to do it. Now it is about freedom. Once you say you have to do this, that's when it becomes about freedom. If me not being an asshole and you say, hey, okay, my grandma has it, can you just not? I'm like, yeah, I'll wear a mask. No problem. That's me not being an asshole.
No, you're being an asshole. If you were going to wear, if you're telling me you're going to wear your mask anyway.
I spit on my microphone.
If you're telling me you were going to wear a mask anyway. Right.
I'm just trying to strengthen my position a little bit.
But it's not working.
No, it's not. That's okay. I am an asshole, but I have the right to be an asshole. I'm okay with it.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You have the right to be. That doesn't mean you should be.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Awesome. No, I was being serious. I don't know if it's just me or if I should just... Sometimes I feel like, God, maybe I am just overreacting. Maybe we shouldn't ever do anything and everybody just sit and watch more Netflix and order more shit from Amazon and everything will be fine. But then I'll go through days where I'll think, fuck, I don't want to just sit here anymore. I want to do whatever. You know, I'm tired of this
shit.
What
is it that you want to do that you can't go do?
I haven't been to a sit-down restaurant since this whole thing started. I'd be interested in going out to eat. I haven't gone out to eat since it started. But
well, I mean, that's because you've chosen not to.
Yeah, I don't want to go sit down at a restaurant where I have to wear a mask. I don't want to do that. I have chosen.
You don't have to wear the mask. You don't have to wear the mask in the restaurant. Just when you walk in and go to your table.
So I heard, I don't know if this is true. We'll have to fact check this on the fly. I heard that in California, they're making you put your mask on between bites of food. Did you hear that? It sounds so stupid. It sounds so stupid, but it could be true, couldn't it?
Yeah. So I'm calling bullshit until I hear it from somebody other than you.
I don't blame you. I might have made that up, but it's believable.
So, okay, we went out to eat this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you have to put a mask on mm-hmm. to walk into the restaurant.
Okay.
And our booth or our table, our booth
yeah.
was the first one right when you walk in the door.
Okay.
Like eight steps. And so they, excuse me, sir, you have to put a mask on. Okay. Okay. You're going to sit right here. I didn't even walk past anybody.
That's so awesome. So I honestly think it's me. I think there's something wrong here because when I go out and I see everybody wearing a mask, it makes me like, I don't, angry isn't the word because I'm not mad about it, but it makes me realize how stupid people are. Like you can, if I take my hand and I put it in front of this mask and I blow out, I can feel the air on my hand through this mask, right?
What the fuck does that matter? You have a furnace, don't you?
Yes. So do you not realize that virus particles or virus, whatever, is small? I mean, it's not doing a whole lot is what I'm saying, but everybody thinks that just shut up and wear your mask. It annoys me. It just annoys me. And it's crazy because I'm not even 100% against it. It's just fucking annoying.
Right. You just don't understand how science works.
That's true.
Believe in the scientists.
When you pour that fucking thing into the volcano and the shit foams up, I don't get it.
Magnets. How do they work?
Magnets. Just trust the science and shut the hell up.
Yeah, you're gonna feel real dumb when you especially with your pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
You should be super. You should wear two masks this time.
Maybe even three.
Okay, you know they say wearing a mask doesn't protect you; it protects others from you.
Mm-hmm.
You should wear a mask inside out to protect you.
One regular and one inside out, just all the time anyways. Whatever stops me from talking, that's what I should wear to protect people from me. Oh, shit. I wasn't trying to get into a fucking rant about COVID. I saw that post and I was like, man, people are losing their minds. Just go to fucking Thanksgiving dinner with your family. God.
Yeah, this is like the best thing that could have happened to me.
Now you don't even have to worry about it. I'm sorry, COVID.
COVID. Jacob says, I'll send some ruffles to the P.O. box, Doug. I am looking forward to it.
Send them with a 50-pound bag of dog food. Just some bricks. A bag of ruffles and a couple of bricks.
E.T. says he thinks you look like you are 30.
Hmm. Thanks. I'm 40, but thanks. the haircut.
All right.
Was, all right. Was that what a chick?
Now?
Was that a chick? Does she want to date me?
Aren't you like married or something?
Shh. My wife's listening.
Okay, hold on. Buying, I got to move this over here. Buying shit from Walmart.com. Check.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Well, we talked about it. I can move it.
Nope. The thing about telling you to put on your mask between bites is real. It came from California's governor. I sent you the article if you care. See, I knew I saw it somewhere.
All right. So now I got to jump over here. All right. California governor. Pop-ups. Thanks, Kevin. California governor's office tells diners to wear masks in between bites. California governor's office put out a tweet on Saturday advising, because that's how all official shit gets
official business.
That restaurant goers keep their masks on while dining. Going out to eat with members of your household this weekend, the tweet reads, don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites. Do your part to keep those around you healthy.
It's like you can't write this kind of comedy. These people are fucking idiots.
In California, masks are required for anyone going outside their home, as well as workers in customer-facing businesses, as opposed to industry-facing websites, offices, factories, and healthcare professionals, among others, according to the state's COVID-19 guidance. While children under 2 years old and those with breathing troubles or medical exemptions do not need to wear a mask, you could get an exemption and shut the fuck up about it.
Exemption. Just have a laminated card that says exemption on it.
No, with your fucking, you got like super asthma or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why it sucks for me. I'm telling you.
Then get an exemption.
How?
Go to, have your doctor write you a fucking note or whatever that Anthony doesn't have to wear it. He's not a super spreader.
Get a mask that says exemption on it. just to prove a point, just so you know.
No, you can go to your doctor and get an exemption from wearing a mask because of your asthma. Just do that and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but then, okay, so then when I go to Walmart, like the Wayne's World thing where I have the fucking badge.
And then, like, when you're going out to eat, then you just sit there looking across from your kids. As soon as they take the fork out of their mouth, put your mask on.
Spit all over them and yell and scream. Genius.
While children under 2 years old and those with breathing troubles or medical exemptions do not need to wear a mask, everyone else is required to wear them in all indoor public spaces and also outdoors if keeping 6 feet of social distance with others isn't possible. Thank you, California. I hope that spreads.
We need more of that.
I'm very confused by this tweet. The image suggests you should only take your mask off once when you begin a meal, but the text suggests you should put it back on between bites. Should we wash our hands after touching our masks each time we remove it in between bites? What if I'm eating chips and salsa and I go for a double dip? Is that technically two bites since it's the same chip?
We're going to need some guidance on this. Oh, fuck, man. Just follow the science. We're going to need to do some scientific studies on chips and dip. Oh, the world has lost its mind, I swear. Oh, thanks for the shout out from the last episode. You're welcome, Divine Emperor of Welder Memes.
All right. I didn't even want to talk about fucking COVID.
We don't have to. We're done.
What do you
COVID.
Mean?
COVID. We're done.
We're half hour 20, in.
23 minutes. No COVID talk.
I wanted to talk about chicken fucking.
All right. Let's talk about fucking chickens. Chicken fucking.
Man jailed after having sex with chickens.
All right.
A man has been jailed for 3 years for having sex with his own pet chickens while his wife filmed him. Care worker.
What?
Rion Beige was described as depraved, despicable, and perverted for the animal abuse that would make any right-thinking member of society sick to their stomach. Who are they to fucking determine what's going to make somebody sick to their stomach?
That's what I'm saying. I've been sick to my stomach, and fucking chickens ain't going to do it. It's going to take a lot more than that.
He abused the chickens in the basement of the home he shared with wife Halima, who also featured in footage of the abuse. Featured like
she was in the movie too. she had a supporting role.
In a time back before.
Oh, shit.
Halima Beige is the chicken fucker. The videos recorded using a GoPro camera were saved under the file name Family Vids. That's what you
awesome. Family Vids.
At one stage, he alternated between having intercourse with his wife and the chickens.
Oh, my God.
Are you sick to your stomach now?
No, that's amazing.
Is it?
Yes. That's so awesome. Imagine what kind of chicken hybrid human being is going to come out of her. That's insane. She's getting chicken DNA all up in her.
Okay, so there. All right. So there's like different levels of depravity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Depravo. Okay. So I'm talking specifically about the wife in a scenario like this.
Okay.
So you've got normal.
Yep.
Then you've got, you think your husband might like to have sex with animals, but you're not sure.
All right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
That's more depraved than normal.
Is it just thinking he might like to have sex with animals
and still being with him?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Got it.
Above that is, I know he did it once, but he says he don't do it anymore.
Okay. He said it was a one-time thing.
Above that is he only fucks chickens on the weekends. Above that, even further is, yeah, he fucks chickens. So what?
Yeah, no big deal.
And then above that is
we he fuck alternates. Chickens.
Yeah, he alternates between fucking me and fucking chickens.
Oh God. So what you're doing? You're saying?
I bet. If she wouldn't have went down that road of being okay with her husband fucking chickens, she probably would have been really fun to hang out with.
So why is the woman more depraved than the guy?
Because he let her fuck him after he fucked a chicken.
Yeah, but the guy fucked his wife after he fucked a chicken.
Yeah, but he had to rinse off the chicken guts.
Touche. You gotta get these chicken guts off somehow. Huh. Yeah, that's all right. Was there more?
Yeah, Jacob, I got a nice letter from
a fan from his boyfriend.
From Don Santos. I appreciate that. And I got a funny Pokemon card. Hold on. I did this wrong. Jacob asked if we've received anything else in the P.O. box. I sent Anthony a picture of it. It was a Pokemon card from Japan or something.
Uh-huh. It was all in Japanese.
And then he said, so I pulled the shit out of the envelope first, and there was a Pokemon card and then some cut up scraps of paper. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? My daughter was with me. She's like, oh, did he make a stand for it or something? And then I read the letter that he wrote, and he said that he sent a business card but took out all the information that I could possibly use to identify him. So he sent me some scraps from a business card, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good.
No Legos yet, though. That sucks.
Nope. No Legos.
All right. Oh, GoPro Family Vids. At one stage, Beige alternated. Beige was sentenced after pleading guilty to having intercourse with chickens, possessing images of himself and his wife engaging in sex acts with a dog,
what the fuck?
And making indecent images of children.
Ah. Why'd you have to throw that in there? God.
It doesn't mean he did anything sexy. He just, like, indecent images with children. It could be, like, I don't know.
I was waiting to see what you could come up with.
His wife was handed a 6-month suspended sentence after admitting that she filmed her husband. I don't know why they had to bring race into this. The brown and white chickens died as a result of the abuse at the couple's home in West Yorkshire. Police discovered the depraved offenses when they searched the family home last July. Officers seized 2 computers, a laptop. Aren't computers and laptops the same fucking thing?
Yes.
And a mobile phone, and found 49 images of child abuse, including 11 in the most serious category A.
What does that mean?
The fuck does that mean?
When did you get categories?
Is that like tier 2 of the
threat level midnight or whatever?
The children were as young as 6. Investigators soon realized that some of the footage found on the seized equipment was of Beige himself carrying out abuse on the chickens and a dog. How would you like to be the cops? You know, like you're thumbing through this. All right. So it's like, okay, kids at the Grand Canyon. Yeah. Looking through all the pictures. Oh, this must be a child's play. Oh, here's a video. What's this? What's he going to do with that chicken? Why is his dick out? Why is his dick out? No, it won't fit in there. You're going to split it in half.
Can you even imagine getting hard by looking at a chicken?
No. There's not. I can get hard looking at a McChicken.
But would you fuck a McChicken?
Again?
not twice in one night.
So there was a joke. I don't remember what it is, but I thought that you were supposed to kill the chicken to fuck it. Like, I thought you were supposed to impale the chicken on you and then break the chicken's neck so it jumps around.
So it flaps around and shit. No, you gotta fuck the throat hole. You fuck snap his neck off and fuck the throat hole. What's your favorite animal? I would say human being. Human beings are my favorite animal to bang.
Yeah, we've got to do a better job when there's a super chat of just making it flow into the conversation. We both do the same thing.
Yeah.
It comes up on the screen and we answer it.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody said, Anthony, what's your favorite animal to bang? Human being.
Yeah, that's a fucking boring ass answer.
Sorry. I'm not an animal fucker. It might be kind of cool to fuck a camel, I suppose. Between the humps. Might be all right.
Fuck, this guy's a fucking party. The court heard that one video showed 2 of the chickens dead on the cellar floor, and another showed him placing one of the dead animals in a bin bag. Must be a garbage bag. Uh-huh. He was also filmed having intercourse with a chicken that had already died.
Oh, God.
Why would you record yourself doing this shit?
That's the question. Not why would you do this? I think his wife was recording it. Maybe she is more depraved. Jesus Christ, man.
The judge said the videos you made would make any right-thinking member of society sick to their stomach and involved unspeakable acts of cruelty to animals you abused for your own depraved sexual gratification.
Yes.
And he said, yep.
So you could flip this around and say if I recorded myself eating a steak, the videos you made would make any right-thinking member of society sick to their stomach and involved unspeakable acts of cruelty to animals you abused for your own hunger, depravity, gratification. Isn't that the same thing? I mean,
so
what difference does it make?
Are you saying, because I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm just asking if this is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If there's an animal that we're going to eat, we should be able to fuck it.
Yes. 100%. Depending on how you're going to...
Not that you have to.
No, you not get that you to. Have to. Yeah. So,
let's change it.
All right. You have to.
If you want to eat an animal, you got to fuck it first.
You got to fuck it. That's the only legal way to kill an animal to eat it. So you have to fuck it to death.
You have to use every part of it, including the guts.
Yeah. You got to get up in them guts.
You know how many people would become like pro-vegan? Like, I mean...
Overnight.
PETA should come out and say that if you want to eat animals, you got to fuck them first.
Yeah.
And if that became law.
Yeah, it would be like instant vegan. And no. You got to film it. Your wife has to film you fucking this animal before you're allowed to eat it.
I'd probably give up like bacon, but I'd still eat a burger every now and
again. Just bacon?
Yeah, pigs are gross.
You gonna fuck a cow? Cows are huge, man. Pigs are so much cuter, smaller, and, you know, easier to fuck. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they wouldn't be easier to fuck. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
No, I could. I mean, I'm thinking I could probably fuck a cow and it wouldn't even know.
Just rub its back a little bit. Nobody will ever know.
I'm back here. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. So I wonder if, according to the law, if you could fuck the cow while your wife milks the cow, would that count, do you think? So you could get your milk at the same time and then somebody else records it and that counts so you can drink the milk?
You're talking about with that law?
Yeah.
I thought you just meant now.
Yeah, now. I mean, if your wife's milking a cow and you're fucking a cow, no big deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Awesome.
Oh. This is that article that you put on here.
So from Twitter?
Yeah.
So I came across an article on Twitter and I read this tweet and I thought, oh, this is going to be fucking perfect to talk about on the show. This is amazing. This has got to be funny. On Twitter, this is what they wrote. Australian soldiers killed a prisoner because he could not fit on the aircraft, an American Marine says. Okay?
So is this the fat joke coming up? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, they killed this guy because he couldn't fit on the plane. That's hilarious. So I opened the article. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And then it says, U.S. Marine says Australian Special Forces soldier made deliberate decision to break the rules of war. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound nearly as funny. What the hell's going on here? So the article basically goes through, they caught so many people in a drug bust and there was only one helicopter and there was too many people to fit on the helicopter safely. So they just killed one of them. That's not funny. There was no fat anything in there. It was like he didn't fit because he was fat.
No, that's still funny.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah. So you talk about how the United States likes to think that they are above the law or like the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That's all we are taught in schools. We're the good guys. Anytime we've been to war, it's good guys versus bad guys.
Uh-huh. What do they teach us about Australians? Because it was an Australian guy that did it.
Oh, they're bad guys now.
All right, cool. We're back to them being bad guys.
See, okay, I guess we have to take this at a different angle, but that means Australia's army is like so much better than ours.
Just more efficient.
Yeah, like, all right, everybody on. Hey, I don't have a seat. There's not a seatbelt here.
We're good now. That's literally what it says. It says
anybody else not going to fit?
It says that the helicopter landed. They said, we don't have enough room for all these guys. They heard a shot. Everybody got on and everybody was quiet. That's what it said. And then they turned him in later for like acts of war, breaking the rules of war. Stupid. But it was a drug bust. It was like some kind of he was a drug mule or whatever. Like it wasn't even like a real crime. I just was expecting something way funnier. And when I read the article, I was like, oh. Well, that just brought me down. I thought it was going to be something about a fat guy couldn't fit on a plane.
I think they call that clickbait, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. And it worked. They got their nickel or whatever it was for advertising from me.
Do you ever get caught up? Because I don't think you use any of the social medias where this shit is prevalent. Mm-hmm. But I was going to ask, do you ever get caught up in them, like the clickbait BuzzFeed articles? Where they're just trying to get you to scroll as many pages as possible.
I used to until I realized like, oh, 37, whatever. That means 37 different pages. And they're just going to show me one per page. That's retarded. I'm not doing that. I think like one or two times. And I was like, yeah, this is fucking stupid. I don't care. Do you get caught up in them?
All the fucking time.
And do you make it to the end?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say, I mean, how could you? It's like,
no, but like what I'm talking about is like, Megan Fox's titties exposed for everybody to see. And then you click it and it's like, let's take you back to when Megan Fox's great grandparents came to this country.
Here's the boat that they came in on.
In order to fully understand her titties, you're going to have to understand her grandparents.
That's true.
All right.
I guess I got to. My cock's already out. I guess show me your grandma. The ones that I hate are the ones that say like, it was a nice quiet bus ride and then this happened or something. It always says, and then this happened. Well, that's fucking stupid.
You won't believe what happened next.
You won't believe what happened next. There you go. It's the worst.
Well, I'll give him my nickel. I don't give a shit if I'm going to see a titty.
Oh, God. Did you ever look into those celebrity like leaks or whatever? What do they call them? The fappening? Yeah. Did you ever look into all that?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
So back when, you know, like when I had AOL, mm-hmm. that was the shit, man, was looking up celeb nudes.
Oh, yeah.
And then it slowly started becoming like celeb fake nudes.
But you still looked them up. I've seen that picture before. I've seen that body on somebody else.
What was that? Mr. Skin, maybe?
Was that what it was? Fuck.
I miss the old internet.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It was so much better. It was so much like... As soon as high-speed internet came along, it sort of ruined everything because it made everything just so much more accessible. You know what I mean? Like, you can get everything right now. And, like, before it was, like, there was, like, a like anticipation while the picture loaded. You could go make some popcorn or whatever.
Yeah. And if you had a long night to yourself and you decided you wanted to download a movie, you'd have to base your entire session off the thumbnail. Right. Like 4 hours in advance.
Right. Oh, God, I miss that. Oh, nostalgia.
I had my first computer was it had Windows 3.1, and then I upgraded it to Windows 95. It had a 75 megahertz processor and a 1 gigabyte hard drive. And it was filled up with WAV files and porn pictures. That was it.
That was all that was there. Oh, God. I think the first computer I was late to the game. The first computer I got had Windows 98. So I don't even think we ever had 95.
Hey, bald guy and receding hairline boy. I quit my job and I loved your podcast while I was working. Help me get through the day. We'll try to listen. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks. What? I hope you
had. If you quit your job, that means you have nothing but time.
Yeah, really. I would hope that you had something else planned before you just quit your job and then, you know. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Listen more now that you don't have a job.
Yeah, really. Listen for other people, too. Your job should be our outreach, community outreach. Try to get our podcast in as many hands as possible.
How much are we paying?
For community outreach?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's it worth? Are we paying commission?
Yes.
All right. 1%?
Of what?
I don't know. It just sounds good.
Okay.
We're paying 1% commission. If you work holidays, it's 2%.
It's fucking, again, man, these fucking monkeys.
These fucking monkeys.
I go to the same joke. I think this is the third time I've done this joke.
Still funny.
Every time one of these stories pops up, I'm like, I got to do it. I have to.
These fucking monkeys.
These fucking monkeys, man. They're just running around like a band of apes.
They're beasts unleashed.
They're animals is what they are.
Right. Goddamn right.
Savages, some would say.
Savages, right.
I wouldn't say that.
No.
I would just say that they are a subspecies.
They're a coalition. We're the coalition to liberate the itinerary. Okay, go ahead.
A little girl has died after being chased off of a roof of her own house by a gang of violent monkeys in India. The 13-year-old who was collecting her drying clothes from the rooftop. Well, that's your fucking problem. Put them in the dryer, stupid.
You're fucking hanging clothes on the roof? God, it would suck to have to climb on the roof every time you want clothes.
Oh, I would just have wet clothes.
You're going to school with wet clothes today.
Plunged to her death in Muzaffarnagar, Uttar Pradesh. These aren't even words. This isn't English.
Nobody lives there.
She was chased by the rampaging primates while collecting her laundry. The girl, I wish there was a video of this shit.
You guys should get Streamlabs. You keep way more money from super chats than through YouTube. Also, what up, Brochacos? What the hell's a Brochaco? That's from Fritzy. Thank you, Fritzy. What's a Brochaco? And can we get Streamlabs?
I think we just got canceled.
Oh, all right, cool.
Bro, how do you spell it? Bro.
Chacos.
All right. See what we got. Friend is a slang term of endearment which can be interchangeable with the word bro, usually used by young men when addressing or talking to their close guy friends of the same age and status.
Cool. We're the same status.
Bro Chacho. All right. I like that.
All right, Bro Chacho. All right.
The wall then collapsed. Please said the... Oh, fuck. I'm reading at the bottom and working my way up.
Oh, why? That's not how English works.
And earlier this month, two men were killed in the Indian city of Agra when two gangs of warring primates caused a wall to collapse at a property.
How do they know that these two gangs of primates are at war?
One of them are wearing red. One of them is wearing blue.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
The owner of the house died along with a laborer named only as Vera in local media while they were inspecting the building, which was under construction. Police said the pair were standing underneath a wall, which was set to be removed when a mass brawl broke out between the monkeys.
Awesome.
The wall then collapsed and fell 10 feet onto the men. In one of the most horrifying attacks, a monkey killed a newborn baby after snatching him from his mother and leaving his body on a neighbor's roof.
What the fuck?
Like, he just swooped into the hospital, grabbed the...
Hey, guys, watch this. This will be funny.
The woman had been breastfeeding the 12-year-old... The 12-day-old...
What?
12-day-old.
I liked your version better.
When a group of monkeys ambushed the family's home on the outskirts of Agra in 2018. The bleeding infant was rushed to a hospital, but sadly declared dead on arrival after the attack. The baby's father, Yogesh, who drives an auto rickshaw, told local media, sweet. The front door was left open and my wife was breastfeeding. The wife was breastfeeding the baby when a monkey suddenly ran into the house.
God, these problems are crazy to compare to our problems. Monkey ran in the house today. Crazy.
So think about what you just said. Like, you complain about all the mask. You don't have to fight off fucking monkeys coming in and taking your kid from your wife's teat and leaving it on your neighbor's
teats. My neighbor's roof. Hey, my kid's on your roof. Can you get a stick and get him down?
Just do like when you're a kid. So, you know, when you throw a frisbee on the roof, you take another frisbee and throw it up.
Of course. You try to knock it down.
When you throw a ball in a tree, you grab another ball, throw it up at the tree.
Right.
When there's a baby on your roof.
You got to grab the other kid and throw the kid up there. Oh, shit. Yeah, this is do you think that they're worried about wearing masks out in Abu Dhabi or wherever the fuck this is? What town did you say this was in?
It was in India.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Huh. Tristone says, yeah, it's like bro tato chip. All right. Bro chacho. All right,
do you want to do a couple deer flabbies, or you want to get out of here?
No, let's do some deer flabbies. Just a couple. You should never ask a question that you don't already know the answer to.
That's not the saying.
It's not?
Never ask a question that you don't want to know the answer to.
What did I say?
That you already know the answer to.
All right.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You're fine. This is fine.
All right, bro Chacho. Let's do this.
All right. So I pulled some to the side here.
All right.
They were funny when I read them. That doesn't mean that they're going to be funny now.
All right. Or
they may not have even been funny. They
something caught your eye.
Yeah.
All right.
This one's perfect.
All right.
Dear Flabby, there is a girl. If you want to send a note to us, go to whosrightpodcast.com, click the link on Dear Flabby, and then write us a fucking question. We'll answer. I'm already exhausted. I was fine until I read Dear Flabby.
Then you're out.
Dear Flabby, there's a girl that I work with who has really big jugs. Every time I see them, I want to go. Right in the crack.
How do they write that?
B L B L B L B L B L B L B L B L.
Awesome.
Right in the crack between them. Trouble is, she's a lesbian and I'm a man. How do I convert her so I can fuck them tits, yo?
More talk like that's gonna help for sure. I'm sure if she only knew what men were really like, she would really love them.
You know, you shouldn't be a lesbian because I really want to fuck them tits, yo.
Right. Oh, shit.
Okay, so if we're going to give him some advice.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. So the best thing you can do is.
The best thing he can do is give us her phone number and we'll call on his behalf.
Right. Send a picture of them titties.
It depends. First question is, how old are you?
Yeah, as long as she's 18, send a picture of them titties. So what you can do, you can befriend her. And this is like the long game, right? Because unless she gets them taken out, her titties ain't going to get any smaller. So you got time. So you befriend her, and then you start dropping subtle hints about how shitty women are and how great men are. But you got to be a real cool dude. You can't just, you got to play the long game. You can't come in with the, you know, let me see them titties or whatever. You know, you got to make friends, play the long game. So like 2 years from now, after dropping hints and hints and hints, maybe you'll get in.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's the only way to do it. She's a lesbian. What else are you going to do?
So you know that, I think it's proven that lesbians have daddy issues or don't even have dads.
I think everybody has a dad. Is that proven?
You know what I mean? Yes, it's proven. I know what you mean.
Really? If a chick likes a chick, it's because of her dad?
Yeah.
Oh. I'd never heard that. And
yeah, so just do dad stuff with her. Take her to the park and shit.
Do dad stuff. You're depraved.
Tell her she's grounded.
Just tell her she's grounded unless you can motor titties. Go to your room.
Oh, all right. Flabby has been put on death row for killing the McDonald's employee for forgetting the sweet and sour sauce for his tendies. What is Flabby's final meal? So the only reason I picked that one is because I would be curious what, if you were on death row, what your final meal was. Me, it would be prime rib, baked potato, onion soup.
Pork chops and applesauce. I've already decided that. When they kill me, it's going to be pork chops and applesauce.
Why? I've never even had that.
Because I like pork chops and applesauce. It's fucking amazing. It's like a savory from the pork chops and sweet from the fucking applesauce. It's the most delicious thing ever.
I just thought that was like a Brady Bunch thing.
I don't know if it is or not, but I don't even remember why I tried it the first time. Maybe it was because of the Brady Bunch, but it's fucking delicious. Let me tell you. Grilled center cut pork chops with applesauce. All right.
It's enough. Fucking delicious. Fuck. I didn't start describing the au jus that was
Maybe you should have.
Horseradish sauce. All right. Dear bitch, it's me, the suicide guy, also known as Cousin Fucker from Dear Flabby Nine with Natalie Mandingo.
All right.
How do they have AKAs already? Anthony, shitty taste in music has been a running joke on your show for a while. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear how bad it really is. What artists do you listen to, Anthony?
Been through this a million times.
I apparently he hasn't heard it, so I figured I'd give you 30 seconds.
Oh, go. Yeah, 30 seconds. So I've been listening to the Melvins a lot lately.
Hold on a second. I got a 30-second clip here.
All right.
Now go ahead.
Jesus Christ. Blow my eardrums out. Music. I can't hear, so I can't. It was super loud.
That was the joke.
Oh, all right, cool. There you go.
Oh, the Melvins?
The Melvins. That's what I've been listening to lately. A lot of the Melvins, Smashing Pumpkins. I've been getting into them. Dinosaur Jr. It all changes all the time. I've been listening to some ska lately. Mad Caddies. I've been getting into the Mad Caddies again. Operation Ivy. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever sounds good. Obi Trice. I have been getting back into Obi Trice again. It's been a while. I kind of go in and out of different stuff.
Oh, fuck. I got to look up this song now.
What song?
That's why I got to look it up.
Oh, all right.
I saved it to a playlist. Rebel Sun. Are you familiar with them?
The band or the song?
The band.
Nope.
I like them.
All right. Is it newer? Or?
No, I think they've been around for quite some time.
What kind of music is it?
Oh, fuck it. We'll get a copyright.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Look up the song Rebel Sun Stereo. Everybody play it now. Go. Hey, Google, play Rebel Sun. All right. Those of you that have Google, what do you think of that song?
Is it a rock band?
It's like twangy country.
Wow.
Southern rock.
Huh.
I don't know. Redneck white trash shit.
Redneck white trash shit.
Hey, Doug and Anthony. I just listened to the Coon Broth episode, and I am 6'3" with a webcam, and I would like to come on the show and be your midget. Your midget bitch. I also live in Granby, Colorado, Killdozer Town, and am a fellow podcaster. Love the show. Stay homophobic. What does it mean, stay homophobic?
What? I don't understand what any of that means. 6'3" midget? Stay homophobic, killdozer. I don't know what any of them words mean.
You are impossible to fucking podcast with.
Why? How is it impossible? We've been doing it for fucking 40 years. It's not impossible.
We talked about getting a full grown midget. He said he's 6'3", so he'll be our midget. We talked about the killdozer.
I don't even know what that is.
Did you retain nothing?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Who are you?
what's a killdozer?
I'm not doing this again.
Is that a band?
Yes.
All right. Sounds cool. Are you serious? We talked about a 6-foot midget.
Yes.
I don't remember that. I don't remember killdozer. What else did he say that I don't remember?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm moving on.
What was the question?
All right. Dear Flabby, how old is this message you are reading right now? Thanks. August 29th.
We're a little bit behind. Oh, shit.
Dear Flabby, first off, please continue doing Dear Flabby as it brightens up my bleak existence. Now for the question. Which would you say is the worst race to be gay for?
The worst race to be gay for? That's pretty funny. Is Mexican a race?
Yes.
Then Mexican.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so you know them stinky fuckers that play roulette?
Oh, the Asians, the like Vietnamese or whatever?
Filipinos,
yeah.
You'd rather fuck a Filipino than a Mexican?
Yeah.
You'd rather, okay. Are you serious?
Yes, because I think here's my logic. I think Mexican chicks are super hot. So the opposite of super hot Mexican is fat Mexican dude. So that's like it's the worst. Right? I mean, Does that not make sense? Do you not understand my logic?
Okay.
I was thinking, what's the hottest race of chick? And then the opposite of that, right? Because gay is the opposite of straight, right? Am I not right about this? What was you? So your answer is Filipino? I don't even know if Filipino chicks are hot. I mean, how can
it doesn't matter if Filipino chicks are hot. It's irrelevant.
Most certainly does.
It is irrelevant.
How is it irrelevant? How? I just explained to you the connection. How is it irrelevant?
Okay, you walk into a room.
Yes.
And there's a 400-pound Mexican.
Okay. Naked. Guy or girl?
Guy.
Okay.
And a 400-pound... Okay, even the skinny Filipinos stink.
Okay.
So there's a 400-pound Filipino.
All right.
Naked on the same couch. Like okay. You're sitting in a love seat.
Okay.
And you've got to bury your face in one of their... up to their balls or whatever.
All right.
You're telling me you would suck the Filipino off?
Yes.
Because...
Mexican chicks are hot. I don't understand what you don't understand. I don't understand how you're not making this connection. I think your brain's broken. So you're telling me you're going to suck off the Mexican?
That's not how I would have worded it. But yes.
That's all I needed to hear. I just wanted you to hear you say you're going to suck off a Mexican.
Yes, Anthony, I would suck the Mexican dick.
Oh, God.
I wonder if it, when you get all done, if it tastes like that queso cheese or whatever it's called.
It's like squeezing a burrito. Oh. So what's your answer then? Is the Filipino, that's your answer?
Yeah. Specifically, the guy that was standing next to me at the roulette.
Just whatever race that guy was.
With the flip-flops and the $100 bills. That guy.
And lots of $100 bills.
He's the gayest race.
They always have $100 bills.
Or the worst race to be gay for. I can't think of anything like grosser than that.
Really?
Well, what? I don't know. How many? There's
black and white, right?
Black, white,
Mexican
is Native American. That's a race.
Sure, why not? They don't. They're fine. Italian,
Mexican, Italian,
Muslim. Is that a race?
Oh, wait a minute, Muslim. Because
so you're just going by. You're only going by smell.
Yes. What else are you going to take into account when you're talking about sucking a dick?
You're talking to smell. I'm thinking flavor. I'm going to flavor country.
So you think a Mexican's dick tastes better than a Filipino's dick?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So then that's not the worst race. That's not the worst race to be gay for. You just fucked your own argument up.
I didn't. How? My argument is that Mexican chicks are hot. I don't understand. How does Filipino dick taste different than Mexican dick? How does that fuck that argument up?
Okay, so you're telling me if there was one person from each race lined up in front of you, Mexican Jose would be the last dick that you would suck.
Yes.
That's fair.
Right. Oh shit. I can't help it. I mean, out of all the races, I think, I mean, other than white, obviously, Mexican chicks are the hottest.
Oh, dear Flabby and the ugly one, I recently ate a plate of food and then immediately threw up. Is my stomach gay?
Yes.
So when I read that, I was thinking, it depends on what you eat. Theoretically, you could have eaten gay food and your stomach is homophobic.
Gay food? What's gay food? Like little cocktail wieners?
I guess finger sandwiches.
That's finger gay, sandwiches, cocktail wieners.
Oh,
whole hot dogs.
Quiche? Isn't quiche considered gay?
Sounds gay. I don't even know what quiche is, but it sounds gay.
I think it's like scrambled eggs.
Oh, well, that's not gay.
I don't know.
That's trucker. That's trucker American.
Is there any food that you can think of that you would consider gay? Like if somebody says, I'm going to go home and eat other than a guy's ass.
Other than a guy's ass. Anything that has like mini in it, like when they say mini, whatever, you know what I mean?
Like your first, when somebody says, I'm going to go eat some mini corn dogs, you think,
yeah, that's gay. So gay. Mini corn dogs. Homo.
I made homemade corn dogs today.
Uh huh. Mm. So good.
Well,
no.
No, the batter tasted really good, but I put them in the air fryer.
Uh-huh. Why?
To be healthy.
Don't you have a deep fryer?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I thought you did. Why?
The funny thing is that all the batter, like, ran down it.
Uh-huh.
So then it was just two long strips of batter next to the corn dog. So I had to take a bite of batter and then take a bite of hot dog
to get the flavor. So the first thing in the recipe for corn dogs, make your own homemade corn dogs. First part of the recipe, have a deep fryer. That's like the first thing you should have known. Oh, well, yeah. Almond milk is pretty gay. Yeah, Ollie Blazin said almond milk is gay.
I wanted to, eat healthy.
Oh, okay. You ever had a deep fried Snickers?
I don't think there's anything possible on this earth that I haven't had deep fried.
Awesome.
One of the best foods I've ever had in my life was a deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Really? Huh. Sounds delicious.
I sat there and watched the guy. It was at a fair or something.
Yeah.
So he made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then just dipped it in pancake batter.
Yep.
And then threw that in the fryer.
Yep.
My God, it was so fucking good.
Sounds healthy.
My mouth is watering right now just thinking about it. It was so, like, I the next year I went by there and I didn't get one. But it was, because I felt like such a, like a fat shit just sitting there eating it, like eating a deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like shit dripping down my elbows.
Oh, God. Oh, America is awesome.
To my beloved Flapsters, I'm 24, married, and have a child from a previous relationship. My ex-girlfriend has a new guy, and my kid likes him, but he honestly seems retarded. The kid or the guy? Let's assume the guy.
All right.
Should I do anything about this situation, or should I just leave it alone?
You should always do everything about any situation. Just start yelling at somebody. Just start yelling at somebody and have somebody recording you. You'll get famous.
Just leave it alone.
Nope. Start yelling at somebody. And if you can smack somebody, that's even better.
If this, okay. Okay. Ignore everything Anthony says.
Nope.
So my suggestion to you is, let your kid find his own way. If this guy turns out to be a fucking douchebag, your kid will see through it. I'm sure he's smart enough to not fucking,
telling you, you got to yell at somebody.
Oh, dear. I thought you fucking canceled this show. My practice girlfriend is asking when we are going to get married. Do I lie to her or is there a way I can convince her to stay my practice girlfriend without us getting married? She wasn't a virgin when we met, so there's no way I'm sticking around.
Jesus Christ.
I told her that I don't care about her past relationships just to convince her to sleep with me. And so I can get more experience with sex for when I get a real woman instead of a whore.
Well, it sounds like you really love her. So just
maybe
tell
you
her
can
that.
Work it out.
Yeah, just tell her that. Tell her how you really feel.
Have you ever heard of somebody calling it their practice girlfriend?
No, that's awesome, though. I think you should call her that to her face. I want to see how long you can call her that in public and see how long she'll stick around.
I would bet that he's probably said it to her already.
You think so?
Because I know a guy that I was friends with, a guy that talked like this.
Really?
And he would say things like under his breath, or, you know, like, uh-huh. like he was kidding around with his girlfriend. Like, oh, yeah, you're just my practice girlfriend.
But he really thought
it. But in his mind, it was like, I told you. I mean, I
knew where I was at. I told you my practice girlfriend.
Dear Flabby, it finally happened. I just finished taking a piss in the toilet, and I had to regurgitate a little bit due to me consuming gluten. Well, the spit hit the pissy water, and I sucked it back up. I tasted my own piss. I mean, I have before, but never in this manner from the toilet bowl. I have tumbled down my single socialization step. Please help me climb back up to reach my title and have hairs on my war-beaten chest.
No. Once you've sucked spit out of the toilet, you've sucked every piss that's ever been in that toilet, you sick son of a bitch.
Even accidental?
Yes. Wait. You've been with everyone that toilet's been with.
Okay. That's exactly why I don't poop in public, because what you just said.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I do poop in public.
Dear Flabby, my kid just asked, how far of a drive is it from Miami to Florida? Should he get tested for autism?
Yep. Probably twice, just to make sure.
What would happen, dear Flabby, what would happen if I hired two private investigators to follow each other?
I don't know, but that's a great idea.
All right. So is this something that, how much do you think it would cost?
If we could do it for $100 each, pay a private investigator $100 and then pay another private investigator $100, it would be worth it.
If what kind of fucking investigator are you going to get for $100? He's not outside the window. Couldn't find him.
He's not outside the window of my office. Sorry. I don't know. What does a private investigator cost? I mean, ours is really cheap. So, but I don't know if we're going to find that kind of a deal. So I think we should go. We should find somebody that's really, really good at internet stuff and have them go on the dark web and hire two people to assassinate each other. Just see what happens. No?
What now?
We're going to hire somebody to assassinate somebody and then hire that guy to assassinate the other guy and see who kills who first, or if we just end up going to jail. I think we would just end up going to jail. So there's got to be a somewhere on the dark web where you can hire some amateur private investigator. Just find two of them and have them follow each other for $100.
You know, like at barber college, you can go to a barber college and get a haircut for like $4 because they're just practicing.
Yeah.
Is there like a private investigator college where like it's like their semester project or something?
Follow somebody around. Maybe. That'd be worth it to check out. I think that's a great idea. I think we should try to find a private investigator and then try to find another one and have them follow each other around. I think that'd be hilarious.
It would be better if we hired a private investigator and then had him hire two private investigators to find each other. That way I only have to talk to one person.
You have to simplify everything down, don't you? I only got to talk to one guy.
Dear Flabby, my girlfriend is coming to visit next month, long distance, and I haven't told anyone because having broken up several times, and it's embarrassing that I keep telling people we're broken up, and then 6 months later, we are back together and she's visiting. What should I do? Who gives a shit what other people think? Yeah, fuck it.
Who cares? Is she hot? That's a weird question.
Why is that a weird question?
I don't know. Because who cares what other people think?
So did you ever have any friends that were like that? Like they broke up with their girlfriend and then 2 weeks later they were back with them and then they broke up again. And like this time it's for real.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. And that's this guy.
Yeah. But
so what did you tell your friend?
Like, break up with her. I'm like, just get it over. Like, you broke up once, just get it over with. Who cares?
Break up with her or don't. Just shut the fuck up about it.
That's probably more like what I said. I don't care.
Just quit coming over here.
So, I mean, that if you've already broke up, you got back together like 2 weeks later, just the relationship is over. It's like you can see from the outside that this relationship isn't going to work. You already broke up once. You're back together 2 weeks. That's gay. Just break up with her.
So you and your wife never broke up?
Yeah. All the time. In 2 week chunks. Every 6 months for 2 weeks.
You're impossible.
No, I'm cool.
Dear Flabby, I'm a foreign exchange student, so my understanding of the culture ain't that good due to we don't have this much tech in my small town in rural China.
What?
My people letting me live at their house made shepherd's pie, and I ate it to be polite, but couldn't eat much due to it's an act of cannibalism and murdering who in my community is a good job. My foster-like parents think I'm overreacting, so I asked a podcast to help me learn English with the YouTube subtitles in Chinese. Your Chinese fan base of one, some Ding Wong.
So he's mad because he's eating shepherd's pie and he thinks that there's real shepherds in it?
I think that's the joke, yeah.
Awesome. Chinese people are cool. Doesn't he know there's no shepherds anymore? That's not even a thing. They automated that job away, buddy.
All the shepherds have become carpenters.
Right.
Dear Flabby, long question. Sorry, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 months, but we've known each other for about a year now. We finally got around to having the serious talk and found out that she doesn't want any more kids. She has four, which I don't mind taking in as my own, but I really want one of my own. I don't know what to think because we've fallen in love and it's past a point where we really can't turn back. I'm 25 and she's 29. Should I continue the relationship or see if I can slowly slip away? But she's been hurt before.
No, I think you should stay with her and have a kid on the side. It's only fair. She had four of them. Why can't you have one? Right? You like her. You love her. You got to stay with her.
Maybe just run this past her. Like, if one of the four drowns, do we get a replacement kid?
And if she says, you know, as long as it happens in the next 6 months or so.
Here's what I would do. I would pack up your wife and her four kids and take a trip to India.
Give the kid a banana in his pocket. Here, hold on to this bunch of bananas for me.
I know you're 15, but just go ahead and suck on your mom's tit. Just I heard about this.
Some reason monkeys like this type of thing.
That was all of them that I pulled.
Bye.
Bye.